Greetings, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and reverberating in a great divine presence of unified radiation this evening, like the ringing of a great bell. So that is our theme for this evening, to see what is the bell that we are ringing together. What is this signature vibration that we are collectively carrying and bringing forward? So I welcome Cease to open up our time with prayer and a chant. So welcome, Cease.
Thank you, Oren. Good to be with you all. So let's just, first of all, land here in this moment together. I'll invite you all to just close your eyes and take a deep breath. Just let go of the day and get fully present in the here and now. For truly that is all that there ever is the here and the now. As we let go of the thoughts of the day, as we let go of the thoughts of tomorrow, let us open now to that infinite presence of love that has birthed all things into being. That infinite love, that infinite peace and harmony and joy, that perfect design, that perfect intelligence that is alive in each of us right here and now in this moment and in every moment. And so what I know for each of us here at this time is that we are fully present with this vibration of love, this vibration of wisdom and truth and peace. And it does reverberate in this time together. It does ring at the very center of our being, and it goes out into the world. Regardless of what is happening in the set of circumstances of this life on earth, the divine reality is always real and true, and it is ours right here and now. And I know that we are forever walking in that light, in that presence. We are never alone. So I simply bless this time, knowing that it is rich with that substance of spirit, that it uplifts us, and that it shines out into a somewhat troubled world, bringing peace. Just grateful that it is so. And so it is. Amen. So I'm going to invite everybody to do a little chant. I'm going to do this a cappella, so just stay muted. Most of you have heard this before. It's a chant by Michelle Philippe, and it's "You Are Not Alone." So I'll invite you to sing it, to receive it if you need it, and to give it to those on the screen and in your life as we sing it together. So here we go. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. I am here with you. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. I am here with you. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. I am here with you. One more time. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. I am here with you.
Thank you, Cease. So beautiful. Such a rich, soulful, united atmosphere that we've created in such a short time. Thank you so much. I'd like to offer an audio presentation that I've prepared. It's based on each of the offerings that happened at Sunday service, and I've done my best to bring them all together in a way that really shows the core themes of the resonance of the bell ringing from the high place. And I hope you enjoy this. It's about 10 minutes, so please just sit back and relax and really absorb this. I'm sure a lot of us, we've all heard this already, but it's really distilled together in a way that brings out our core themes that we're gonna explore tonight. So let us enjoy this audio presentation. Thank you.
I am the spirit of one and the light of God. I am divine. I rest safe and secure, Mother Mary and Kuan Yin. I stand stable and supported with Father God, Lord Krishna and Gautama. And so Mother and Father come together and give of their son. Makbitun Zarakuta Sebiarak Rakmani Malkuta Rishmaya. I embrace and open my heart to live a life of Christ as one. I set my mind with love to seek first the kingdom of God and its holiness. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, to love without conditions. This is my heavenly estate.
If we can spread that activation far and wide, and others begin doing the same, a niceness pyramid happens where everyone is just, you know, spreading activation everywhere they go, in the grocery store, gas station, on the airplane. Well, what a gift to the world. I mean, would we need war? Would we have war? Would we have greed? Would we have competition? Would we be the destructive influence that we so often are? Well, of course not. We'd all be activated beings together, experiencing a unity, because if we are all the same in that primal spirituality, we are all the same child, really, underneath all the layers that we've created. So of course it would be a wonderful gift to the world. But then I thought, for me personally, I thought, to just exist in that space of activated core isn't enough. That actually, a completely activated human being, I believe, is only in that complete activation when they are activating. So activation to the core, activation is activating activation. Then we can live in, bathed in the joy of experiencing activation as a verb. We can live activation all the days of our lives, everywhere we go, with everyone we meet. And that is the place that I intend to spend the rest of my life.
in being that activating activation, what does it really mean to deliberately open up our consciousness to that cosmic love? Is that consciousness something that we own, something that we can just control and manipulate? Or is it opening what we are being to what we most deeply are as the essence of our divinity, pouring forth from the invisible center and the holy of holies within our own hearts right here and right now in this moment? Is it activating our presence of humanity? Is it pouring forth through us right now? Or is it surrounding us, looking to break in through those layers? Just by putting our collective attention on our divine source of oneness, all of those myriads of pieces come together in an instant. I suggest that when we open to cosmic consciousness in this manner, we become a radiant knowing of that which we are, and a radiant, loving, invisible response to the invisible that becomes immediately apparent through our hearts, through our eyes, through our faces, through the sound of our voice, through every movement that we make. It stretches far and wide, far beyond what we think our individual words and deeds are actually touching. Let us open our consciousness in every moment to the source that we are, the source of cosmic love, that we may know the living divinity that we are, that we may live that living divinity and easily shed that which we are not, and truly be alive as the eternal source of the vibration of love together here and now in every moment.
We have the opportunity to be, you know, the lighthouse we've spoken about, the bell tower, to let love radiate without concern for results, to allow something to move out into the world that's of a pure and loving nature, that is our natural nature, the given nature of human beings resonant with love, the truth of love. And I find whatever it takes to open us up to the true nature, the true vibration of the human experience, I'll take it. I'm not going to miss the opportunity that I have in this lifetime, while I'm still in this body, on this planet, to sound the tone, to let the bell ring, to allow the current of truth, the truth of love, to move into the world because I'm alive and I'm saying yes to the core nature of my being, saying yes to allowing a vibration to move forth on this planet that burns and breaks that up without having to touch it physically. It cannot stand in the presence of love. We are the hope of the world. Anyone who knows this, not just those of us online or the people I'm looking at, all people who have touched this and said yes need to say so loudly that we might sound this tone together, that the vibration might be felt and blessed, blessing the world.
Let love radiate without concern for results. Let something move into that world, a vibration move into that world that takes into account what's there and provides an answer, provides a way. Bring a vibration that is the vibration of creation that can create a new culture. We're here to own the culture in which we live, to own it in the name of the creativity that's inside us, to own it from the very depth of our soul. The symbol of that that came to mind is a bell atop a bell tower. Our answer to what we see in the world is to be that bell, to ring the vibration of truth in a world that's lost its way. That bell, that innermost place, is at the same time a tuning fork for the invisible power that's behind us, and also an instrument that brings vibration into the world. It's said that spirit speaks to us as human beings as a still small voice, indicating that there's a listening that needs to take place, that in a world that is loud, a culture that is loud, that we have to listen carefully to spirit speaking to us, to tune into it. But how is it for you? Is it not true that when you start to listen, the voice becomes louder? And the longer you listen and the more carefully you listen, the more it fills your mind and heart, the more it's resonating through your being? No, it's not a still small voice anymore. It's resounding. It's filling me up, resonating all through me. This still small voice pealing throughout my being as a bell, as a message to the world that wants to come out through me, that wants to be spoken. What is the bell that we have to ring, to peel out in this day unabashedly, to call yes to sanity, yes to integrity. It's a call to humility. It's a call to surrender to the highest love and the highest vibration that's been introduced into the consciousness of humankind. It's a call to every man, woman, and child to tune in to that vibration, to hear it, however small the voice might seem to be, to heed it, to allow it to become louder, to allow it to guide you, to disown the culture of the day as ruling who we are as a human being and dictating to us what is true. Within the vibration of the bell is the vibration of all of humankind and all of creation. There is the vibration that has the spiritual DNA for human culture and for the world in which we live. And so this is our answer, and everything relies on it. Everything relies on this answer. It seems like nothing. It seems more powerful to react, to decry what's happening in the world, or to look the other way and just try to find your own little path of some kind of human happiness. This is a call for reverence for life, the life that is in that vibration, that is the life of humanity and the life of planet Earth. Let that bell ring.
Yay. That was the audio Cliff Notes version of Sunday service. And hopefully you can see the really strong unified radiation between each presentation and how each one carried the resonance of that bell forward. So now in our collective community, like for us to go into some small groups. So we're gonna go into groups of four for 10 minutes. And we're gonna just consider together what is the bell that is mine to ring at this moment? What is the bell that is mine to ring at this moment? So let us go into our groups and breathe with this and relax into this and see what the resonance of vibration is that we can bring back into our whole group sharing following our small groups. So we'll see you in 10 minutes. Welcome, welcome back, everyone. Sorry if that wasn't quite enough time to get through our individual group shares. You can just feel the aliveness of the resonance of the ringing of the bell in our field. So we'd like to open this up now for our large group consideration. So if you didn't get to share all of what you wanted to share, now would be a good time. And let's ring this bell in our collective resonance and in our unified radiation. So welcome. Please come and share.
Bex was actually sharing something beautiful. Bex, if you want to continue on sharing, it'd be great for everybody to hear that, because I found that it was a beautiful gem.
As I mentioned in my group, someone else speaking?
Yes, we're going to
Gary.
Oh, okay. Well, as I mentioned to my group, if I wasn't participating in service here, I would be in watching the Democratic Convention. There are various speakers tonight, and I'm always looking, when I'm watching someone speak, I'm looking for any evidence of integrity and the quality of true character. And when I see that or hear that, it rings my bell. I really reinforce that. I just celebrate it, actually. And when I do that, it just magnifies it and it spreads it through the whole body of humanity. So that's one way to ring the bell. Just anything that you see, anything that you hear that suggests a quality of divine character, celebrate that. Magnify it in your own consciousness and spread it through the whole body of humanity.
It's beautiful, Jerry. What Michelle was referencing, I was sharing something before our room ended, and it's just really brief. A lot of people are questioning why they're here on this planet at this time when things are so intense. And what I have to say about that is, what I know about angels is they come when they're asked to come. They come on assignment and they come for a purpose. So none of us are here by accident. We're all here on assignment to bring this love, to bring this light. And as we're talking about in this consideration, to ring the bell, to really join forces. And I think David has even talked about before as a legion of angels. So we're here on assignment.
Well, Bex, it's really nice to see you back and participating. I'm going to say that.
I think in our group, there was just such a celebration of the presence of love, the tangible presence of love through each one and all of us together, and the victories that were mentioned in regard to this reality of the expression of love and truth individually and together. It was just a celebration of moving, ringing the bell, moving in the same direction, outward into this world. It was exquisite.
Well, I was using an example in our conversation of my background with history and love for New England and the spirit of Paul Revere and the spirit of the Founding Fathers. And I was thinking that in some ways, as much as they were in disagreement, they were in agreement. And it was a core spirit that changed the world at the time. And yet they had to have a war. And then we've had people looking for better lifestyle and greediness and all that stuff has taken over. So I would make a declaration of solidarity in being true in myself and standing for that expression of love, which invites all to awaken, be held safe in the spirit of that expression. And whenever I feel disgusted or distracted with what's going on, I honestly look at myself and purify and clarify and not try to start a war and get disgusted on the side, but actually move forward to open up the way and the light in each one. And so that we might do this together collectively and have a victory.
We are that stable, steady point. And I think I the words I used in our little group is we hold the world in our hands, and it needs to be held. And we can be that point of light for others to come when things get so crazed, because we're working with it within our own, within ourselves and within our own emotional realm or whatever. When Bob was just talking about hearing something, you know, on TV or whatever, it starts first here, what I do here. And then because I'm dealing with it there, then I can provide that in my world to others. If, you know, I get phone calls quite often, you know, I just need to talk to you, you know, because you remind me of the vertical connection of that point of God that is still here and ruling yet within all of the chaos that seems to be appearing on Earth right now.
Well, I think one thing about the chaos is to let it work, and to bring the tone of truth into that. And truth is the universal solvent. It dissolves all this stuff. And as I'm true to it and consistent in it, then the dissolving is better than all those cleaners you see advertised on late night television. but I really appreciate the spirit that comes to point on these things. So thank you.
It starts right here. It starts in the inward, in our farmost, you could say, sacred place of the Most High, that allows this tone to just generate out. And every time we're confronted with challenges, we have this possibility to bless it and to take it in, learn from it, and be uplifted by it. So we're really in a beautiful position to learn from each other and learn from life as it's unfold in our, you could say, capacities. So thank you.
Very true, Michelle. We're every moment of our life, we have opportunity. And as Bex was saying, we're here for a purpose. So with that purpose in mind, whatever we do, whatever step we take is can be filled with that attunement with the divine, the ringing of the bell.
I'm thinking about a bell because it doesn't have to be a large bell to really carry. Like, I think it's something to do with a true tone. And I was just thinking that can be my focus. That it doesn't matter how many people I speak to or how loud I speak, it's just the clarity that comes before I open my mouth. And just that image of the a fine bell where the sound carries for several minutes. That's what I'd like to be.
Thanks, Bob. In our small group, I was speaking about the tone of integrity and dignity. And what occurs to me with regards to the bell, describing it, defining it, going down that path is it's an exercise, but what occurs to me is it is about the consistency that someone can count on. That when a person comes to you, thinks of you, talks to you, the tone is consistent with the tone of the truth of love. And that can sound pretty generic, or it can sound formless or something. But this vibration that resonates at the core of humanity is not some sci-fi wavelength that people are manufacturing. It is the connection we have to the invisible that has a tone. There's a tone to the word spoken. There are words in the Bible that say, in the beginning was the word, and without the word was nothing made, something close to that. And in every beginning, this is a beginning of a moment. And in the beginning of this moment is the word, is the tone that is consistent with creation, that is resonant with life, with the planet, with what it means to be a human being, focusing the creative process, allowing the invisible to manifest through into the visible, hold the possible, and let something happen. And it's not generic, because what's my responsibility and what I would do is the vibration moves through me as a being, will be, should be, must be differentiated and exquisitely co-created with the other beings on the planet. Now, I have moments of thinking of possible ecstasy of being with a group of people who are all interested in doing that and seeing what happens. Seeing if we... what we might create. What, you know, there's this thing about, well, it'll be a wonderful orchestra. I mean, that I'd like to free up even that thinking. It would just be something that we can't really get our brain around. And let's see what that sounds like.
I've just been marveling at everyone's expression and words here, and giving a lot of thanks for the fact that I can be in a Zoom meeting like, you know, a billion people are doing daily, but I get to be here with 40 some people, and we all have been drawn to this light because it's been a lifelong journey for us all. You know, from the earliest days of our youth when we were still very much adventuring with everything in life, you know, exploring three dimensions and working out color and light and how to walk. And that adventure has been, we've been talked out of that adventure, you know, by the survival side of life, by the culture that's based on survival and over survival, where, you know, even though you're fed and you're clothed and you're housed, you're still compulsively trying to get ahead, but where the whole purpose of it is, you know, I was thinking of the X metaphor, where up here is the living being, down there's the pyramid of foundation that holds us up, the physical pyramid of everything. This is the realm where we do stuff out here, but here is what it's all for. This is being. Okay, this is why we're on Earth, is we are here to be and to celebrate the fact that the Creator is sharing being with us. And it's just such a wonderful thing. I mean, I can remember when I was 17 and I first set foot on Sunrise Ranch, stayed for 2 weeks during peach season. And Della Robertson was there, and you know, everyone was 80 and canning these peaches. And it suddenly, I felt I was not in America per se. I was not in Colorado. I was in the Garden of Eden for sure. And what characterized it is everyone had this twinkle of being coming forth from their eyes and this loving expression. And it's so good to see that it's alive and so well here tonight. I could go on forever, so I don't want to monopolize time. That's great.
That's wonderful, Peter, to hear that again. I know I've spoken before, but just you inspiring me there, that when people get together, whether it's to can peaches or whatever, it is what Jane was referring to, not an orchestra. Sometimes it's a confused mess of human beings together, but it's wonderful because the sound, each one sounds a different bell, may be totally discordant, and it may have the possibility of coming together in what we call harmony. But who knows what divine harmony would be? Let's just do it.
Yes, let's just do it. Peter, I've never met you in person, but I feel as though I know you. I love your heart and your passion, and thank you. Thank you for bringing that. Let's be that bell. Let's ring our call, ring our tone, and the last part of this service, we're going to go into a time of attunement. I'd like you to think of an area in your life, in your creative field, world, your family, your work, anything that you would like to ring the bell, a call into. Think of that place. Think of one. I'm sure there are many. What would you like for that part of your creative field to vibrationally get from you right now? This is why we're here. To be that bell, the tuning fork for the invisible, as David said on Sunday. I've been moving with that. And I'd like to invite us to take turns, one at a time, also gracefully and sometimes not, it's all good, to unmute and share your short statement, ringing your bell, bringing your tone into this field. And when the person is complete, I invite us all muted to say, I ring that tone with you, if you feel so moved. I ring the tone with you. So there'll be one person unmuting, sharing their ring, their call, their mute. We all, I ring that tone with you. And then another person. So the next person gives space for that reciprocity, that group attunement.
The tone is beautiful, and it's an amazing sharing. And I do ring the tone with you.
The possibility of true community.
I ring the tone with you.
I ring the tone of love and compassion and understanding for each other.
I ring the tone with you.
I ring the tone of honest listening, mutual understanding, and shared responsibility.
I ring that tone with you.
I ring the tone of financial stability and sustainability at Sunrise Ranch in these most difficult times.
I ring the tone with you.
Thank you.
I just, in the paradox of these times, I ring the bell and I encourage others to ring their bells as well.
I ring that tone with you.
I ring the bell of inviting others to remember who they are and to step out of survival mode and move into a thrival mindset.
I ring the tone with you. I ring the tone of understanding and harmony and peace between us, focusing on our common goals and not our separation.
I ring the tone with you.
May each of us relook at and bless our capacities that we've driven hard, put away wet, and find that flowing of love through us that we might endure, we might stay together and increase the expression on earth.
I ring the tone with you.
I ring the tone of blessing the hundreds of firefighters who are battling the four major fires, wildfires in the state of Colorado.
I ring the tone with you.
I ring the tone of patience and allowing awareness of new creative ways.
I ring the tone with you.
I ring the tone of love, caring, and blessings for each other as we are one.
I ring the tone with you.
I ring the tone of faith in God's plan and the destiny of humanity with love expanding.
And I ring the tone of creativity and beauty for all our emissary centers, that they may thrive and provide the sustenance that's needed in this world.
I ring the tone.
I ring the tone of a return to innocence, for the collective heart to open, for love to flow, for truth to be known.
I ring the tone with you.
I ring the tone of wonderment to permeate and displace the bewilderment that is so prevalent in the populations of the world today. And may that bewilderment return to its true purpose of wonderment and love and joy as we go about all the responsibilities we all have.
I ring the tone of perfect health for all of those experiencing COVID or any major illness that is life-threatening, that we may all remember the wholeness and the perfection of every cell of our body, knowing that our light has the ability to heal everything.
I ring the tone with you.
I ring the tone of attunement to all.
I ring the tone with you.
I ring the tone of love that is present with us on this evening, and may it grow and grow and grow.
I ring the tone with you.
I ring the tone for the health and the safety of the firefighters here in California.
I ring the tone with you.
I ring the tone. I ring the bell surrounding all the young children in the world today who are dealing with so much so different in their lives.
I ring the tone with you.
May people of many faiths know there is but one God, truly.
I ring the tone with you.
I ring the bell that all may know the divinity, love, and light that they are.
I ring the tone with you. Thank you all. It was beautiful how we transitioned to verbally respond. I ring the tone with you. Thank you for that creative twist. Great. May we be this for our worlds as we are.
The reverberation of this collective unified radiation is reverberating so strong. I feel like we could go on with this all night and probably not tire of it. Thank you so much for such an amazing hour together. May this exquisite vibration bless your evenings and have a wonderful rest. And may this tone be stabilized in our hearts and in our souls and in our collective communion and radiate forth consistently in each moment. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Love you all.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Blessing.
Thank you.